Chapter 1. Cassie. Cassie's life was perfect. She wasn't one to brag aloud to others, but inwardly she knew, without a doubt, that it was true. In fact, it had become a regular occurrence for her to lie in her pristine bed with its gazillion thread count Egyptian cotton sheets in the stunning Glasgow West End apartment and just grin like an idiot. She had good reason, though. The man sleeping to her left was none other than Seth Guthrie, the sexiest, loveliest, most handsome man she had ever met. And he loved her. Boring, geeky, bookish Cassandra Montgomery. He was the clean-cut businessman who could have had any woman he wanted, whilst she was the Big Bang Theory-watching, Marvel movie-loving, grunge-music-obsessed woman who was 10 years his junior. They say opposites attract, but Cassie still couldn't quite believe her luck. She knew she wasn't hideous by any stretch, but she also knew she didn't really fit into the mould you would expect the wealthy tycoon to select his partners from. Although rather like Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady, she had been gradually transformed from the ripped jeans, lumberjack shirt and Doc Martens wearing young woman to a designer dress wearing sophisticate. And now, here they were, snuggled up on a Sunday morning just as they had been for the last 4 years. Seth owned the apartment when they met, and whilst the exterior of the Victorian building, with its sandstone frontage and bay windows, was the epitome of Cassie's dream house, the interior was quite different. Seth's taste was what you could call minimalist. Plain white walls with white and grey furnishings, all extremely modern, and very little artwork to speak of, apart from some monochrome canvases with obscure titles that Seth had picked up from a gallery in Chicago. Cassie was desperate to bring a little colour and character-filled charm back to the place that had once been filled with period splendour, and she had made no bones about telling him so. His reaction had been something along the lines of, "Anything for you, darling." But it was clearly to appease her.